Hello?
Oh, it's you. I'm so happy you called. It's time for Chelsea's Joint. Welcome or welcome back to the Chelsea's Joint podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea. If you're watching on YouTube and on Spotify, I even upload the vids to Spotify, guys. So that's pretty exciting. If you're listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, what up? This is a show where I want you to put it on and get comfy. I'm on the couch today. I feel like when I'm at my desk, I'm very like I'm not really relaxed. I'm on my favorite place in the world, the couch. I'm a couch person. Honestly, when I was sick a lot, go catch up in episode 18 of all my ailments I've had in the past few months. But when I'm sick, I love a couch. It feels better on my back and it's closer to the bathroom.
What?
If you're new, you're like, what is this podcast about? Also, follow me, Chelsea's Joint, on everything. IG, the YouTubes. Please subscribe to me on YouTube. I know I'm getting this out all in the beginning because I usually say it at the end, but I feel like I need to say it at the beginning. A lot of you guys aren't watching till the end. I get it. Our attention spans are itty bitty small. So Instagram is growing, you guys. I've made a business monetizing my personality, which is definitely gonna affect my mental health. And I will briefly get into that today, but I think I might save that for a whole entire episode, but I just need to touch on it. We'll talk about a video. I briefly talked about it in the last episode that's currently, it's like going mini viral. It's reached like almost 1 million people or something. And there's like thousands and thousands of comments on it from, I think, women who are maybe listening and watching now. If you are, hello, let me know in the comments. Comment on the clips on the IG. I love doing those clips. Let me tell you, you want to know why I love doing them? This is like backyard baseball. But as a content creator, sometimes you're just like, okay, let me try to post something once a day because this is my job and this is how I earn money. So the more that I post, the more people I'll reach. That's the game. I feel like I get a lot of DMs from you girls. You're like, oh, like I want to start doing content and stuff. Just start doing it. I started it like a year ago and look where we are now. You know, like just keep on keeping on. If you're on YouTube, comment down below. Did you like episode 18? I know it was kind of all over the place. There was no topic. I just wanted to say what's up. We'll go into strain of the day. This is probably my favorite strain. Maybe write this down if you're driving. Keep a mental note. This is probably my favorite strain. It is, because when people ask me on Instagram, they're like, what's your favorite strain? This is like my favorite strain for hiking. Just, I feel good. Thumbs up. I said smoked weed last time. I'm gonna say smoke weed now. Who cares? I'm not monetized on YouTube yet. I don't give a shit. I took a couple bong rips. Last time I took one, I took two this time. I got myself a tea. Cause you know, this podcasting thing, it's like a sport. You know, I gotta take care of the vocal cords. Anywho, have I said what I... My favorite strain is Blue Dream. I'm pretty sure. It just, I don't know what the word, like it energizes me. I feel a thumbs up when I smoke Blue Dream. Two thumbs up even. Every time I smoke Blue Dream, it's great. I do it outdoors. I do it to be creative. I do it to do stuff like this. I'm creating a podcast right now. So Blue Dream, I love ya. The brand, I think, is Artisan. So that is strain of the day. And if you aren't a stoner like me, then you probably don't care about that segment. But like, I want to share. Just let me know one day. You can just like comment it randomly on like a video I post. Just tell me your favorite strain. We need to talk about this more. Mine is Blue Dream. I've yet to find a better one that suits me. I really like Pineapple Express too. Those are my top two. Like Seth Rogen, I don't know if that's his favorite strain, but I mean, he made that movie. And if you haven't watched Pineapple Express, I'm giving you that as homework. Watch it. This episode is going to be about friendship breakups. Womp womp. So that's why I'm all comfy. This might be an episode where you just like chill, get in your pajamas. I know I am. I'm wearing this hat. It says Hoobra. It's from Hoi, from my brother's girlfriend. I'm just going to call her my sister-in-law. It's just easier to say sister-in-law. My sister-in-law bought me this hat. And my brother, but like I know she picked it out for me and says Hoobra. It's like very Hawaiian and cool. I can't wait to wear it all the time. Another thing about my sister-in-law. Her name is Vehi. She's amazing. Hawaiian goddess. She is actually creating new for free. She's volunteered herself. She's an artist and she's making a new art cover for the podcast. I didn't even ask. She's just doing it. And that's what you call a friend. And I know she'll watch this and I love you, Vehi. When I posted this video, I'll put it in the description and it's still, I get hundreds of comments on it a day. Ladies, this is reaching people. This is reaching people from high school. I'm getting DMs from people from high school being like, Chelsea, and then my last name, ? And I'm like, oh my God. I haven't even told Tom that. Like, yeah, people from high school are finding me. I'll respond. I'm like, oh yeah, hey. But, you know, I'm like, oh my God, this is like, I look at my analytics. I'm like, oh, I'm reaching a million people a month, for example. Well, that's what it is. I'm reaching a million people a month. That's scary. I posted that video. It'll be in the description. Got a huge response and I needed to do an episode about it or two. I might make this into two parts or three, depending on how long I'm talking. There's so much to go over and you guys have written in. I'm thankful for the response, but I'm also like, wow, I wish I had like a team of people to sort through all of these responses. And I've had to like message y'all back really quickly and be like, thank you. Like, I appreciate every single one of you writing in. So I try to reply to everyone, but like, I also am editing probably like half of my week and I'm just saying like, if I'm not responding to you, if I don't reply to you, or if I don't share your story, it's nothing personal. It's just, I have a lot of plate spinning. I know no one would care, right? I write to influencers all the time and they never respond back because they have thousands of people reaching out to them. So I'm not saying like, oh my God. Anywho, I was just like, okay, this video has such a strong response. I think it's been up for 2 weeks. I don't know. I was just like, I need to talk about this because a lot of my audience is from that video. So I'm like, okay, let's talk about this. If you want to go back to episode 2 in the Chelsea's Joint podcast lore, go watch that, you know? I think it's called Getting Older and Not Having Friends or something. When I watch it back, I'm like, oh, that girl's really sad. Like, I was really sad. And I'll go into it. I was grieving a lot. Grieving my job because I had to quit because I was being sexually harassed. And maybe I'll do an episode on that. That seems important. That seems like a lot of women go through that, being sexually harassed at work. And I was grieving, yeah, friendship breakups. And so we'll get into it. So here is how the episode is gonna play out, okay? First, I'll discuss my experience with friendship breakups. Then I'll share your guys' stories who you've wrote in, your experience with friendship breakups. Then I'll go into the Q&A from Instagram. I posted a thing on my Instagram stories. Hello, watch my Instagram stories. You guys just don't watch Instagram stories anymore? No, but I post on there like 10 times a day. Maybe you guys are just like, shut up. But like, I love watching Instagram stories. I like do that all day. Is everyone not just watching Instagram stories? There's something about Instagram stories. It's just like so personal. Like, literally, this is what's happening in real time, at least for me. Like, I take a picture and then I post it. I'm like, all right, this is what's happening. So if you want like a in real time thing, watch my Instagram stories, you guys. But I posted a Q&A, so we'll go. Okay, sorry. Let's start from the top. I am stoned. One, my experience with friendship breakups. Two, your experience with friendship breakups. I share your stories, okay? Three, we'll go through the Q&A on Instagram. Four, we're gonna go into advice from me and from our community. There we go. So there's four steps to this little friendship breakup discussion. Like I said, if this is in two parts, don't be mad, okay? It's just, we got a lot to cover. Lots of writing. I feel like I've had to read a book with everyone writing in. I'm like, my eyes, my eyes. Before we get into it, I need to do some housekeeping. Okay. You know what? It might not seem like a lot, like 4,000 people following me in like a couple weeks. That might not seem like very much to some people. It is a lot to me. That is a lot of people who have just like joined Chelsea's Joint, and then a lot of people who have a lot of things to say. I mean, the number one thing is people saying, I say like too much, I say too much, I sound stupid, I sound unintelligent, they don't like the way that I talk, I sound like a valley girl. Did I say sound stupid? And that's been the number one hate thing. Of course that upsets me. How could that not upset me? I love my voice. I love the way that I talk. I share this on my Instagram stories, but I've been like ridiculed for sure about the way that I talk, saying saying like. If you don't say and like, huh? How do you fucking form a sentence? I have to. People are like, maybe it's because you smoke weed. No, I've always spoken like that. I've always spoken like this. And I share this story on my Instagram stories. This is like a mean girl moment. Mean girl moment. My senior of high school, I'm in an AP Lit class. There's a lot of like smart people who are just assholes. I am smart, you guys. I was in advanced placement classes. I scored pretty well on my SATs. I graduated with the gold rope around my neck. I didn't graduate with a 4.0, but I graduated with like a 3.3 or something in high school and in college. And I didn't really go to class a lot. Things like that where I'm learning and have to like apply what I'm learning into like a test or whatever, I'm like not bad. I would say I'm a B+, A- student, and that's all you really need to be in life, okay? So my senior year, we all get assigned to do a speech and talk in front of the class. We're, I think, 17 at this point. I'm sure my teacher was like, oh, this will be good for these teenagers to practice their public speaking. And I did my speech. I don't really even know what my speech was about. I don't care. I was 17. And my teacher was like, I just said like, if you don't like that, who cares? Unsubscribe. Don't follow me. Just fuck off. My teacher like asked the class, like I was at the top, I was standing at the front of the class with my teacher. My teacher said, does anyone have any feedback on Chelsea's speech, on like the subject matter she taught or whatever? And this girl raised her hand and she follows me. I don't follow her and she's asked me to hang out a few times and I've just haven't, because I'm like, she traumatized me. So she rose her hand and she said, Chelsea sounds really dumb. She sounds like a valley girl. And she says, like an too much. I'm 17. And this is from the whole class. I think she wanted to get a laugh because after she said it, she kind of looked around and I was just like at the front of the class like, oh my gosh, that's mean. That's fucking mean. You're being mean? And then she like looked around. She was like, oh, everyone's gonna laugh so hard. No one laughed. It was dead silent. You could hear freaking pin drop. That is when being mean isn't funny. Shut up. She kind of looked embarrassed and I was speechless. I didn't say anything. And my teacher was like, oh, that's not what I meant. My teacher said, that's not what I meant. I really like that teacher. She gave me great feedback. She said, when you speak, people want to listen. And look what's going on now. I'm making my own podcast. You guys better be listening. So I've gotten that comment a lot. I'm annoying. I say like too much, blah, blah, blah. You're telling me if you were self-producing your own podcast that you wouldn't say like and The video of mine that's like going semi-viral right now that we're going to talk about today, I was like microdosing in the park in the rain. You guys think I practice this? I don't practice my podcast. Everything is off the dome. Everything I do is improv. I don't plan this stuff. I'll write like 4 or 5 notes. You guys think I rehearse? So some lady was like, you sound unintelligent, blah, blah, blah. I replied to this bitch, even though I shouldn't, I should just block these people. But it's like, you're gonna talk shit about me to me on my profile in my community? What? That's like going to someone's place of work and like taking a dump on their desk. What the fuck is wrong with people who leave hate comments? I would never do that. My husband, if he watches or listens to that, will be laughing because I've done it one time. It was for a food show. I'll tell you guys later because we're only 20 minutes in the podcast and I'm rambling. My point is, everyone who says they don't like my voice, they think I'm annoying, they think I sound dumb, don't follow me, block me, unsubscribe, unfollow, don't listen, don't watch. You're being mean because you're insecure. It's a you problem. It's not a me problem that you don't like my voice. You're probably jealous that I'm a person who isn't scared to put my voice out to the world. And that's probably your biggest insecurity. So fuck off. It's funny. And if I get hate on that, you're not meant to be in Chelsea's joint. This is a fun place. We're kidding. It's jokes. But also, people who say they don't like my voice, they don't like the way I talk. That's a you problem, not a me problem. That's your problem. Again, if you girls have a pen and paper, write this down. If you don't, you're listening to in the car, maybe you get your little notes app in your phone. Write this down. What people think of you is none of your business. What people are saying about me, the hate comments, is none of my business. That's a them problem. That's not what I think about myself. I love my voice. I think I'm great. I don't give a shit I say like or That's how I communicate. And it is what it is. I know I'm going to continue to get those comments for as long as I put videos out. And it's going to be the price I have to pay. And you know what? That's okay. Because I just signed a deal with I signed a brand deal that's going to pay my rent for one video. So be mean to me all you want. I'm cashing in at the bank, paying my rent, paying my bills by being an internet clown. I had to say something there. People saying they want to be a guest on the podcast. No offense, but no. I put this on my stories. I've gotten at least like 20 people DMing me. I know that doesn't seem like a lot. That's like a lot. I'm like emailing between like a handful of brands. And plus I have constant notifications on videos on my, like, it's a lot of inbound notifications when you're a content creator. And one day I'll do episodes about doing this as a job. It's lots of inbound, thousands upon thousands of people wanting my attention. And I totally get it. And this is what I've signed up for. But people asking to be on the podcast, it's not like I don't want people to be on the podcast. I self-produce this. I don't have any editors. I'm the editor. I'm the talent. I'm the producer. I'm the writer. I'm the film person. I'm everything. There's no one else in my company. It's me. For now, would love a team one day, and we'll see in the next couple of years. I would love to have at least maybe an editor in 2025, maybe 2026. Would love to spend some sweet, sweet moolah that I'm getting from this internet thing. You know, maybe if I make money from this podcast, because this podcast, you guys, I'm not making money on it now because I'm not monetized on the YouTube. That's why you need to subscribe on the YouTube and like and comment and share and blah, 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 and click the bell and yay. So anyway, do that on YouTube because I want to get monetized, because once I get monetized on YouTube, when you guys watch the podcast, or maybe I'll start vlogging again or doing mukbangs in my car, like long form. That's what I'm thinking I might do. Once I'm monetized, then I can earn money from you guys just watching my videos. Like, you guys won't have to pay, obviously. I want to make my content as free and as accessible to you guys as possible. But if I have to put things behind a paywall, it is what it is. Said it in episode 18. I got to keep these lights on. And I'm paying for it. That's how the world works. Since I'm like producing this myself, I don't have any time to schedule like interviews with people if they want to be on the podcast. I don't have time. I don't want to put any more hours. So scheduling time with people, coordinating that. I don't know how to record a Zoom podcast. I'm assuming the people asking me to be on the podcast might not have a podcast mic. And that is so important. If they have shitty audio, I'm not going to post it. If they're not entertaining, I guess, or if they're not like the Chelsea's Joint vibe, I'm not going to post it. And then it's a waste of time for everyone. So a lot of these inbound people being like, can I be on the podcast? No offense, I don't know you. And if anyone is going to be on my podcast, I really need to know them. Maybe only Tom, like, because I don't know how any stranger would behave or what they would say or what their opinions are. So basically, if you're a stranger, I don't think you'll ever be on my podcast. And I don't know if this will ever be an interview podcast. I know that's very in, and that's like call her daddy, but she's interviewing, you know, like B-list celebrities. Actually, she just interviewed Trisha Paytas, and I do want to watch that because I find Trisha Paytas really freaking funny. Even though she's gone through a lot of stuff, I think she's admirable. And I genuinely think she's hilarious. Okay, we're like 30 minutes into the pod. We haven't even gotten into anything. This is going to be in two parts. I already know. Let me take a little sip of sip. Cold tea. All right, girls. And if you're a man listening, sorry, I'm burping. If you're a man listening or watching this, I'm personally confused, unless you're Tom or maybe family. Even if you were my family and you watch and listen to this, I don't know what you expect from me, and I don't know what you think of me. I guess I don't really care, but I just know that it is strange that like some of my relatives watch this, and they honestly don't really even know me as a person. They probably are getting to know me through watching this, which I find very interesting, because when I'm alone, I'm like, this is when I thrive, in my opinion, is when I'm alone. Or if Tom's around. That's so like, oh. But Yeah, being in love is tight. Highly recommend. Okay, let's get into this. My experience with friendship breakups. I think I discussed a good amount of them in like episode 2. Again, go back and watch and listen if you want. But growing up, I made friends pretty easily. I guess when I was a kid, I was just so myself. Do you know what I mean? Like when you're a kid, that's like probably the most yourself you're ever going to be because you're not filled with like the traumas of life. And you know what I mean? So I was like a pretty like outgoing kid. When things started getting dicey with friendships is when middle school happened. And I think that's very normal. When you hit 12 or whatever, you're going through puberty. Schools tend to like mush together into middle school. So my middle school, I won't say the schools I went to, that seems really unsafe. So I think sometimes, I think I've mentioned I've gone to Central for college. If you're a weirdo sicko who like looks me up from where I went to college, ew, weird, weird, weird. So middle school, I think like 5 elementary schools mush into my middle school. So this is grade 7 and 8. And so what age is that? 11, 12, I think 12 years old. I had like a really nice group of friends growing up, diverse as well, which was kind of sick. And then middle school happened. And then I started dating this guy who came from, I guess you could call it like the rich area of like where I grew up. He came from like a really rich family, and the elementary school he went to and like the area he lived in was like richy rich. All right. Like when I went over to his house, like when we were dating, I was like, this guy's rich. Like he lived in, I mean, I would say it was a mansion. Like it was huge. I come from no money, obviously. If I had money, I would have a freaking production team behind me. Trust me. I don't have anything from my family. And that's okay. That's, I think, a lot of people. I hope that's relatable. If you're listening or watching this, I don't come from any money. But when I was like 12 or 13, I started seeing this guy who like came from wealth. And so his friends became my friends, and he was friends with like these girls who came from pretty well-off families. And then so I became friends with them. And I don't know what happened, dude, but I feel like I just like morphed my personality to theirs and became like kind of mean and spoiled. My parents were also going through a divorce then. So there was a lot of things when I was 13. I was like, oh my God, like I'm being exposed to like these kind of rich kids, you know? And I was like, I'm so out of place, but I'm trying to fit in. My friends from elementary school, like we kind of drifted apart. I found out that one of my best childhood friends was definitely talking crap about me and saying she's changed so much since she started dating this guy. And since she's started hanging out with these girls, I guess like the spoiled rich kids that, you know, you see in movies and stuff. And I don't know, I think it was Mean Girls out around then. I think this was like in 2005 or something. I think I just wanted to emulate my lifestyle around like movies that I grew up watching. And 90s movies were very much like Mean Girls in school were like the cool girls. And I guess I just wanted to be like a part of this lifestyle. And my friends from elementary school, like I said, slowly drifted apart. And I know that some of them definitely talked crap about me. That's just kind of how it went. But since I had like a group of friends now, like these girls that I really did love at the time, and they were great and they were good friends, kind of. It was just interesting how that transitioned from like, I don't know, my childhood friendships were so innocent and like full of like joy, and it didn't matter like where you came from, who you were. And then I don't know, middle school, maybe it was just because of the people I was around. It was the people I was spending time with lives a completely different lifestyle and had different, like, I don't know, they were great people. But I just remember I was like, oh wow, like I'm poor. I come from like a poor family, and these people have such nice houses and cars, and money isn't an issue. High school, I had kind of my core friends, and basically that's when I started drinking, unfortunately, was in high school. I have an episode called like my breakup with booze if you want to check it out. But yeah, I started drinking at a really young age, like 14, and was just drinking every weekend. And that's the crowd I was in, was like the party kids. We partied on the weekend and rebelled and blah blah blah. It's like, God, I wish I didn't. I wish I like I was sort of so young and youthful. Like I wish I would have used that energy for something else besides drinking, but that was just the reality. I also during that time had a lot of like abandonment issues with my family. That's like a whole nother aspect of this friendship thing, I think, is like how your family and how your parents have like taught you to love or how to communicate and stuff. If my mom watches or listens, like, this is no hate or shade to her. I don't have a relationship with my dad, so whatever. I had a lot of abandonment stuff. Like, they weren't really there for me in high school. So that was another thing, was like, I was so dependent on my friendships. These girls felt like family because my family wasn't really there for me. Even though I know family is there for me, I know now that my family does love me. Especially when I went to Hawaii a couple months ago, I was like, okay, yeah, they love me. Of course they love me. I think sometimes you just have to see them in person and be reminded. So if you have a good relationship with your family, go see them this year in 2024. Tom and I got to see our families at the end of last year and it was great. We were like, okay, this is nice. Tom and I are going to England in the summer for a wedding. Anywho, so high school was a part of the party crowd and that just continued in college. I mean, college is a different ball game. I don't know how college is now. I mean, I guess, hey, I'm going to bring her up every episode. She has a podcast too. Alex Earle. She just graduated and a lot of her videos, like last year, was her partying. That's how college is. Like, you're drinking like 5 nights a week. So I had friendships in college that were based around partying. So basically for like 10 to 15 years of my life, my relationships with people was revolved around alcohol. I don't know what it means. I don't want to say that it's sad, but I wish there was like other things we we bonded over, and I'm sure there were, but that is what always brought everyone together, was drinking. In college, I didn't really have very many friendship breakups. There was a lot of catty gals, you know, catty girls. I'm still friends with like a couple of my roommates from college, a few of my roommates from college, which is great. You know, they're just busy and they live their own lives, and I live like an hour away from all of them, which isn't that far, but it's like, it is, like, compared to when we used to live together. If anything, in college, there was a person who I did consider a really good friend, and she might listen or watch this, and if she does, I don't know, I won't say her name, but we were really close, and we got really close fast, and I think that can sometimes be a red flag, not a red flag, but that can sometimes be kind of like, even with romantic relationships, you can kind of be like, whoa, we're all of a sudden best friends in a week. So that's what happened with me and this girl. And I'll always love her. She's great. But she just stopped communicating with me and our other friend, like completely stopped, just stopped, like ghosted us basically. And she dropped out of the college that we were going to. So it's like, okay, maybe she just needs some time apart. But since then, I've only seen her a few times at a wedding of our friends. And then I went to her birthday party actually a couple of years ago and I felt very out of place for sure. I was like, what am I doing here? I don't want to say I went because there was drinking involved, but the fact that I knew there was going to be a lot of drinking involved made me feel comfortable going. So I think for like 10 or 15 years of my life, I relied on alcohol to bond my friendships. And now that I don't drink, I haven't drank for over a year. I don't know. I guess now my bond would be like, hey, let's like smoke a joint and like go on a hike. And I've tried that before. It just hasn't worked. Most recently was my biggest friendship breakup. It was when I went, and then after college, I traveled in Australia for 2 years in New Zealand. It's where I met Tom. I met him in Australia. I was away from all of my friends for 3 years, actually like 4 years, because then I lived in Maui with my parents to work and save money. Then I came back home to where I grew up, which is Washington. In my mid-20s, I wasn't with any of the girls from college, any of the girls from high school that I was always around. And I knew that I probably was missing out on a lot of girls' trips, a lot of birthdays. I missed out on a lot of memories without them. And when I came back, they all had like set relationships and memories that I wasn't a part of. So that was really hard. And I don't know if anyone can relate to that, of like living somewhere, like maybe you move out of your hometown, which is basically what I did. I graduated college and I could have moved back to my hometown and I was like, I'm leaving the country. And then I didn't come back for 4 years. But you feel really left out. Like, you've just missed so much. There's so much inside jokes. You're like, the fuck? Like, I don't know what's going on. When I came back, my best friends that were my best friends before I left weren't anymore, because they had built stronger bonds together and everything, which is great. But I did notice that every time I met up with someone, it was to drink. Yeah. I'm blaming myself too. That's not a one-sided thing. I was going because I was relying on the alcohol to build the friendship, sustain the friendship, I guess, which isn't healthy. Like, I don't think your friendship should revolve around that. And that might be a little bit, what is the word called? Hypocritical, because I, like, you know, I smoke weed and I would love to just like smoke weed with a platonic girlfriend and be like, this is sick. Let's go on a walk. But it's hard. I don't know. I don't really fucking know what I'm saying. I don't even know how to like segue to this. But my friends from college, there was only a few and I kept them. But we're not best friends. We're not roommates anymore. When we were living together, of course, we were best friends. And I was working with a couple of them too. So we were always together. So those friendships, those college friendships where you're living together, you're working together, you're going to class together, of course those friendships are going to feel so amazing. And I'm actually super happy that I got the opportunity to have those relationships. Like, now that I'm looking back, I see these girls probably a couple times a year and it's always fun. So when I say I don't have a best friend, I still have friends. I want you guys to know that. And it's beautiful and it's great. Those are my college girls. Let's go back. Before I left for traveling, all my friends and I were kind of in the same level. We were all like partying a lot, drinking a lot. We were all just kind of in the same lifestyle. I come back, I'm drinking way less. I didn't even drink at all when I lived with my parents in Maui, and that was for 7 months. So when I came back, I think I was like 28 or 27 when I moved back to Seattle, which is like the age where some people are still drinking like 5 times a week. Some people are slowing down. I definitely was slowing down, and I was just like, I'd rather just like smoke, which is how Chelsea's joint came to be. I mean, I love to smoke a joint, but booze, it just ruins me. I can do another episode about booze if you guys want me to, but I don't want to be like preachy of like, don't drink alcohol. I just can't freaking handle it. It makes me feel terrible. I relied on it for my friendships, which is so weird. Before I left for traveling, there was a friend in my friend group, and she definitely had a substance issue with alcohol and maybe with other stuff that I didn't know about, but definitely with alcohol. And none of us really said anything. I come back from traveling. I see this friend, and she is not the friend that I knew. She is completely enveloped in her addiction. Definitely like alcoholism. Really scary. If you've ever been with an alcoholic or been friends with, or maybe it's in your family, when it starts to really affect their bodies, it's really scary. I don't really want to go too much into it. I don't want to be too graphic, but like sometimes when I would see her, she could barely speak. She could barely walk. It was terrible. I said to these people, this group of friends, I said, has anyone said anything to her? And they were like, yeah, we've tried. I called her family, one of her family members, and I said, I'm scared for her. I'm so scared to lose her. I don't know where she's gone. Like, who is this person? Anyway, that's all I did. That's where I left it, was with her family. I hope her family doesn't watch this. But I wish them the best, and that's it. But I left it with her family. I don't really know what happened, but I basically had to stop seeing this girl. One of the last times I saw her was at my 30th? But that was one of the last times I saw her, and I was just like, this isn't her. I don't know where she is, but she's not here. It's really scary when you realize, like, I don't know where this is going to go, but if this person isn't getting treatment, then it's not going to end well. She passed in September of 2022. I took it really hard, was texting this friend group, and I was like, I need to talk to any of you guys or see you guys in person. This is crazy. They were like, oh, we're going on. One of these girls' partners had a boat. They were like, we're going to this lake, and you can meet us there tomorrow. And I was like, okay. I expected to go there to really talk to these women and be like, I cannot believe like she passed. Like I was shooken up. Like, one of my best friends from childhood, from middle school, from high school is passed. Oh my God, that's scary. And we're only 30 then or something. And that's young to me. You guys saying 30 is old? No, it's not. And so I was like freaking out. We get on this boat and everyone's drinking heavily, like very much drinking. And I'm like very much like shocked and like numb. Everyone copes in their own way, but I was just like so confused. I was like, I thought we were all gonna like maybe sit around and say something nice about a friend that just passed, which I eventually had to suggest. I said everyone should go around and say their favorite memory with her. And of course, like, people were so drunk, I don't know. It just turned into like a piss up. If you don't know what, I think that's what Tom calls it, a piss up, where everyone's just drinking. And I'm just like, wait, one of our dear friends just passed from alcoholism or addiction. Like, she had been in the hospital. It's freaking crazy. I feel a lot of guilt because during the last like year or two of her life, I just couldn't see her. I don't know. If you've been around addiction, it's just so hard to see those people. You're just like, where are you? So I was shook, dude. I was like, I felt like I was out of my body. I was like, I can't believe I'm here. My husband was with me and he was not drinking and he was shocked. He was so grossed out. And another thing, and I think a couple of you girls have written in about your partners not liking your friends. Tom had never liked these people. He would like be nice to them, but there was times where he wouldn't come with me to hang out with them and they'd be like, where is Tom? And I had to lie and be like, oh, he's working or, you know, something. But really it's like, he hates you guys. When Tom told me one time, he told me, I don't like who you are when you're with them. And he also said, those people bring you down. And I was just like, fuck. That is love right there. When someone loves you so much, they're like, the people you're around are trash. No, that's so rude. Not trash, but like they're bringing you down. And when you're with them, you're not who you are. When Tom pointed that out to me, that's another thing that made me click. Like, wow, these people are not my people. And that made it very obvious on this day. The day after one of our dear friends passed and everyone was just drunk in a boat, I asked to like get off the boat so Tom and I could go home. And I think we were told no a couple times. And then I just had a huge blow up at Tom a little bit drunkenly. This is the last time I drank, you guys, by the way. So this was September 2022. I think I had like 2 White Claws. But I think this was just like out of rage. And so the person driving the boat could take us to the car because I was like, I want to get the fuck out of here. I don't want to say I hate these people, but I was like, I hate the situation. This seems disrespectful. And one of the girls was like, this is what she would have wanted. I don't know. It's just not in good taste. Tacky, not in good taste. I don't like a tacky bitch. And that those were tacky, tacky, tacky. Sorry, that was mean, but it's true. So I like blew up at Tom and was like, oh, you're so annoying. And Tom was like, what the fuck? And then the person driving the boat was like, okay, I'll bring you guys back to your car. And I was like, thank fuck. And we drove one of the girls back to her car because she was also like, I want to get the hell out of here. She was like, wow, that was a lot. I was like, I did not expect that. And I also said, I was like, I don't want to be friends with those people. How I did the friendship breakup with those people. It was,
hey guys, like I said in this episode, this is going to be in 2 parts. Thanks for watching episode 19 and listening. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram, on YouTube, subscribe, rate the podcast 5 stars on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. I'll put a little preview of what's to come in the next episode. I talk about how I did my friendship breakup with this group of people, and I share your stories and I give advice from me and from our community. I'll see you next week. Love you, Mina. Here's a preview to next week's episode.
I basically was just like, I don't want to be friends anymore. The only thing I do with you guys is drink. And the only activity they could think of to do was drink. Oh my God, this must be like a universal woman experience. She was always jealous of the men I dated. Slept with my first love. Oh my gosh. While him and I were together. Oh my gosh. My best friend slept with my ex. What is up with this? Stop hanging out with these people. Oh, this pissed me off. Like, I'm gonna cry. Oh, you guys are so smart. I'm tearing up.